You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Along the U.S. southern border there, which you've heard, I'm sure there's no way you get around all the news and stuff that's coming out and blasting you. But there's something going on there that I haven't seen. Because I'm not tuning in and watch the news at night, but I do have some really cool news sources, and I found out about something that none other than the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is doing along the border. A large number of people are responding to the gospel. Yeah, there's an evangelistic tour by Franklin Graham. It's ministering along cities along the southern U.S. border there. It's just people that live here, they're just caught in the middle of all this. All this stuff, and they have to deal with it. They live here. And the report is that record number of people are responding to the gospel so far. It's called God Loves You Frontera Tour. And they've gone to Brownsville, Texas, I guess where it started. It ends Chula Vista, California. I guess it's they stopped in McAllen, Laredo, Eagle Pass, Del Rio, El Paso, Tucson, right? Sounds like a Western movie when I was a kid. But people are hungry, and they're hurting, and they're hungry for the truth. And Franklin Graham's bringing them the truth. Praise God. As one person said, it's a breath of fresh air. All that negative news. Wow. That's what. Thank you, Gus. Appreciate it, man. Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
Toby Mac. It's pretty amazing, right? I mean, you think about that. He had a big career. My goodness, he started way back in the 1800s, I think. That's right. Doing some wild music there as the trio from Northern Virginia going in and out on his own and stuff. And you think, he has something tragic where he lost his son like that. And you think maybe he would be like, I'm going to stay in my church and stuff. Probably people wouldn't have blamed him. But he's using that. And that's how God works a lot of times. I've seen that. Some powerful ministries out of that. Tremendous loss. And, of course, to me, and I think you'd probably agree, I mean, the worst loss has got to be family. And so in the unexplainable, and in a lot of thinking about that and stuff. So you got to work through that with God. There's no doubt about that. And I've just known some incredible ministries that have come out of that tremendous loss and how God's used it. One of them I was thinking about was a woman. This is way back in like 2001. I mean, that far back. Anyway, she was a nurse, and it was a bad time for a patient. And the man did not, he was going to die, and he didn't have any family members or anything. And she had things she had to do, and she just couldn't stay there. And so she left for what do what she had to do when she came back, and he had passed. And she was so broken by that she started a ministry, really, and started right there in her hospital where she was. And that was to get volunteers who would be on call, who could come and be with patients that needed somebody who didn't have anybody else. And now it's spread all over the place. So it's just a tremendous example. I mean, I guess we'll never hear Toby Mac again, probably, and not think about, there's a family that went through that tragedy, but they did go through it, and now they're ministering. And God, somebody was being prophetic and saying, God is going to restore. He said, God is a God of restoration. That's what he does. It's like love. That's who he is. Restorative, right? Take heart today. Be encouraged. Right?
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. He is that morning person.
I want to introduce you to somebody that I met yesterday, thinking, what would you do if you were given the opportunity to go sing a song in a soccer stadium full of people? It was over 100, it has to be over 100,000 people. It's in Hong Kong, I believe. This young lady grew up in Hong Kong. She's Chinese. She was born in Shanghai. 4 years old, moved and raised to Hong Kong. And she has been labeled as a devout Christian. I'll tell you that right off the bat. I was watching her sing this, and I thought, man, she loves the Lord. She has to. Very brave. You're given a microphone, and that's it. That's all you got. And you're going to sing a song. Her name is Gloria, but she goes by, and maybe you've heard of her, G-E-M, right? I don't know if they say it or they say it stands for Get Everybody Moving. She's like 30-something years old. She's the only Chinese person to ever have five albums go 100, have 100 million sales each. Okay? So she is pretty well known around Hong Kong. And here she is wowing this. It's just amazing. The ministry in this is incredible.
The sound that saved a wretch like me. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to feel. And the hour I first believed.
Very simple, pretty powerful. God is working in that crowd. I'll tell you, that was incredible.
The sound of life.
I got a really powerful story for you. It just takes a minute to listen. And Dr. William Lynn Weaver just recounting a time that a parent came through for him. And you listen to this, and I'm not saying you need to do this. I'm just saying you may very well be in this situation and not realize how important it was to your children.
When I was in high school, I was taking algebra, and I was sitting at the kitchen table trying to do my homework, and I got frustrated and said, I just can't figure this out. I'm just... So my father said, what's the problem? He came by. He said, what's the problem? And I said, that's just algebra. And he said, well, let me look at it. I said, Dad, they didn't even have algebra in your day. And I went to sleep. And around 4 o'clock that morning, he woke me up. He said, come on, son, get up. He set me at the kitchen table, and he taught me algebra. What he had done is sit up all night and read the algebra book. And then he explained the problems to me so I could do them and understand them. And to this day, I live my life trying to be half the man my father was. Just half the man. And I would be a success if my children loved me half as much as I loved my father.
Encouraging you on your ride to work.
Whoa, getting you going this morning, right?
Joe Hunter on The Sound of Life.
I got Peeps, not the Easter candy. I know what you're thinking. I don't know why they're called Peeps. It has something to do with cleaning your glasses, but it's a trademark. Peeps. It's a plastic glass cleaner, and I forgot I had it. And it was in my lunch box. I mean, I got compartments. I got like a special, never mind, lunch compartment, stuff like that, you know. And I've been very frustrated lately trying to keep my glasses clean. You hear me? Frustrated trying to, I mean, you know, it's one thing. I mean, yes, I'm thankful. I can see. I mean, but, and so then I said, well, let me give this space age thing a try. Got those little pads on the little, and it worked. I was like, it worked. I can see. It's pretty amazing. Right? Seeing is a funny thing. isn't it? It's just right for comedy, isn't it, Brian Reed?
I'm wearing new contacts. I just had my prescription changed after 6 years. You ever wait that long?
Mm, yeah.
Then you get new lenses. You're like, man, I could have been seeing things.
I could have been seeing.
How can instantly improve vision not be at the top of your to-do list? I'll see tomorrow. I don't have time. I don't have time to see clearly. No, I don't. I don't. No, I can't be that.
Yep, nope.
Starting your day with a smile. It's the Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Yeah, sometimes your heart gets sidetracked, maybe discouraged, stolen by things that we face in this world. You take back your heart and your mind today by reminding yourself of God's goodness and His power. We're not subject to this world. We have the living, breathing Spirit of God inside of us. So take heart today, because Jesus said, in this world, you have trouble. Take heart. I've overcome the world.
Listener supported, The Sound of Life.
So I was reminded of something celestial that's really a pretty big deal, especially if you're really close to the center of where it's going to happen. I don't mean out in space. It's going to be reflected down on the earth. You can probably figure it out. I'm talking about the solar eclipse that is coming up. That's when the moon blocks the sun. And I think it's pretty cool. I'll say something about that in a second. But it's happening April the 8th, and yes, it will come across Western New York. And I was thinking, I don't want to leave you in the lurch without the availability of special glasses to be able to look at the sun, because, I mean, that's a very serious thing. You don't want to be, like, you know, squinting and look for a second, you know, like when you were kids. Well, that's bright in them. But it is a pretty cool thing. I had the great privilege when I was in high school of being in the middle. There's only 3 miles wide. That's the dead center. And I was in it. And it was in North Carolina, Eastern North Carolina. I went down to my Uncle Junior's. He's a real person. Was right in his front yard there. Had my telescope up and stuff. I had a special lens on it, but I didn't use it that much. I mean, you know, you just kind of wait around. You don't see that much when it's happening. I mean, we're going to be in the Hudson Valley. We'll get part of it, but it's not that big. You probably wouldn't even notice it. You would just think it was cloudy or something. It's not that big a deal unless you're right in the center, which I think is interesting. Something that's that big a celestial event only has a 3 mile center. But if you're in that 3 mile center, and Word of Life's going to be in there, I think, right? Stretching from Buffalo over. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It goes pretty quick, I'll tell you that. And you don't want to be driving. I mean, you can. People did. But it's a little bit dangerous because it gets dark pretty fast. You know, it's like, ooh. It's going to be at 3:20 in the afternoon for around our area. And the wind really kicks up because the temperature changes. It's like all of a sudden. You know, because there's no sun. You know, it gets blocked out. And it gets cloudy. And there were roosters around and stuff. It's agricultural community, you know. And they were going nuts. I mean, they didn't know what to do. The animals were running around. They're like, birds are like, get in the trees. You know, stuff. Really? It's kind of wild for just a couple of minutes. You know, everybody out on the highways kind of slow, putting their lights on and everything. But it gets real. It got real cloudy. So you couldn't really, sorry. I mean, this may happen in a lot of places, I think, because that's what happens. The temperature difference is just incredible. So then it clears up in just a few minutes. But you can say, like I'm telling you, you can brag. I mean, not many people, you know. It's not like I walked on the moon or anything. But to tell you the truth, I think it's pretty cool that in all of the size, you know, the size of the Earth and the distance that our moon is from us, and the size of it happens to be just right that it will come, and the orbit will come right in front of our sun, a certain size, certain distance from us. Of course, that means the whole thing. You know, we're either going to fry. If it moves a degree, we're either going to fry or freeze. So, you know, we know about all that. And the idea that not only that doesn't completely block it out, it just leaves that corona around the side. That's what we call it. And that allows scientists to study the surface of the sun, which, I mean, I just think that's one of those pretty cool design God things.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.